And as we wake up the other side of a Valentine's Day, where a lot of people had a really great evening, there were so many people yesterday that were in touch with the show saying it's not going to be a great Valentine's Day for us. We're missing our partners. We're missing parents. We're missing people that are special in our lives around this very special day. And if you missed our show yesterday, we recap. I just want to play a little bit piece for you again. A conversation around Valentine's Day and specifically around how important a day like this is for one of our team members, Rick.
But you know, guys, why I this morning realized that I don't like Valentine's Day. And it's not because you love it. I always say love conquers, leave the vein. Mm. But I realized this morning, while packing my lunch, my mom was my first Valentine.
Of course. Oh. Of course.
And she's no longer there. And that's probably why I feel some sort of way about
Valentine's Day.
You know what you should do today?
Talk to me.
You should write mom a letter.
That's a wonderful idea.
Just some time by yourself today.
That was yesterday morning. Rick, and when you're with your team and when you're with people, obviously it makes it a little bit easier to endure Valentine's Day. But there had to be some time when you were alone yesterday and reflective. And I just want to thank you for being brave enough to share words that you wanted to share with your mom yesterday when you took a bit of time out to write to her.
First of all, thanks for the suggestion to do this. And this is my letter. Dear Mommy, you know my favorite actor is Denzel Washington. And you once said, a mother is a son's first true love, and a son is a mother's last true love. So, Mommy, when you graduated to heaven, the love I have for you is something I'm still searching for. Also, our daddy showcased his love to you. Hopefully, one day, I can love my wife like that.
Yeah.
And as I go further, I'm going to read you. So, yeah.
Listen.
My first true love, my mother.
I don't think there could be anybody prouder, Rick. I think your mom yesterday, you would have felt this overwhelming feeling of love, I'm sure. Because in the hearts, I think, of everyone in Cape Town that listened to that. And we know the kind of love our moms have for us.
Thank you so much. I'm sobbing here in the car. Didn't bring backup makeup, so I'm going black streaked eyes into work now. Thank you, Ricky. Sure, it was heartfelt.
Shoo, Rick, you've got me in my feels this morning. Chunking snot and trana in the car, yeah? People in the traffic probably looking at me with this ugly cry, my mouth looking so ugly listening to your letter. I just want to say, Rick, keep on being the guy that you are. Your princess, your queen, she's on her way. And she's going to love every single thing that you have for. And to your future wife, just know that Rick's a good man. And the way that you love your mother is a clear indication of how you're going to love us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lana. That's beautiful. Rick, thanks again for sharing. And like Rick was so quick to point out as well, this is not just about him and his mom. It's about, I think, everyone who's been through something similar. Wendy sharing with us on the WhatsApp line this morning saying, morning team, tears are rolling down my cheeks right now in an overloaded taxi. I laid my brother to rest on Saturday past. Yesterday was extremely difficult because he used to always bring me a little something on Valentine's Day as well.